Let's see. It's 9:45. If I hurry, I can make it, but then I might miss part of the movie. Movie or Mint Milano cookies? Milano or movie? Movie or Milano?
And now, Pepperidge Farm has orange and raspberry Milano cookies to tempt you. After all, what's so great about TV if you don't have any Pepperidge Farm cookies to go with it?
Hey, Cheryl, what are you up to? Not much. Yeah, haven't seen you in a while. Be fun to get caught up.
Not the last time I saw Cheryl, she talked my ear up and she ate all my Pepperidge Farm cookies.
Well, hey, how would you like to zip over and watch the Monday night movie with me? Great, and Cheryl, would you mind stopping off at the market to get some of those Mint Milano cookies for me? You know, the ones by Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm. Cookies to lie for.
Madcaps swimming in the whitecaps. Joni, John, and I on New Year's Day in Cancun.
Sun trips can take you there.
It must have been those rum-embalmed fig drinks we had at sundown, or maybe just the tropical breeze that tempted our clothes away, while rain squalls scurried past, dropping sudden round fingerprints into the sand. And oh, the warm embrace of salt water on skin. The gentle lift of waves cradling us out toward cavorting crests of white foam, like French can-can skirts ruffling upward with each rise of the tide.
SunTrips has destinations in Hawaii, Mexico, and the Caribbean, with attractive accommodations at reasonable rates, so how can you resist?
Call 1-800-383-9455 for a free catalog, or stop by your travel agent and follow the sun at SunTrips USA to bask your cares away.
You probably think you're pretty cool, right? But you could always be cooler. Skate on over to Ben & Jerry's for the coolest ice cream in the cosmos. Sure, you can hang with those other ice creams, but you gotta know the hippest of the hipster right here at Ben & Jerry's. I mean, we got wavy gravy, we got coffee, buzz, 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 and best of all, we got the man himself, Cherry Garcia. Plus, now you can be as cool as he's got for life. Because check this out. There's this really cool contest you can enter at Ben & Jerry's to win a free double scoop cone a week. Dig this action, dude. One free cone a week for life. So rush on down and be the coolest you can be at Ben & Jerry's with over 35 Bay Area locations to chill at today.
In San Francisco, you can go for Ben & Jerry's Brain Freeze in Haight-Ashbury, the Marina, North Beach, Pier 39, and Union Square. Call 415-249-4685 for other locations.
It was a time when vegetables were king. Animal fat was banned across the land.
I'll have an alfat latte. Hold the milk, please.
The brontosauri grazed the swamps, chewing their cud, while peaceful sunlight filtered through the primordial soup.
Will that be lentil, cream of mushroom, or white bean soup, man?
Until the T-Rex, meat-eating monster of the jungle, reared its awesome head, grilling up thick, juicy T-bone steaks, surrounded by steaming hot baked potatoes, their snowy peaks capped with sour cream and chives.
Vegetable eaters, fled and
T-Rex Steakhouse, corner of El Camino and California Avenue, Palo Alto. Because from the beginning of time, man has not lived by vegetables alone.
Ben & Jerry's. Ice cream so psychedelically delicious, it's rumored soon to be declared illegal.
Well, we all went down to Ben & Jerry's for some coffee. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Hey, now, we figured that would not attract the fuzz. And if it does, give him wavy gravy. He'll cool them off with a little savory. Or Jerry Garcia. Now, there's the ticket. And as we all lick it, we sing along. Well, where do we leave off and where does ice cream begin? So where do we leave off and where does ice cream kick in?
So, hey, grab all your friends and rush on down to Ben & Jerry's while it's still legal. And while you're licking, pick up a contest entry form. Submit your song singing the praises of Ben & Jerry's ice cream to win prizes, including a lifetime sentence of one free double scoop cone a week.
A great punishment for indulgence, if ever there was one.
Hey,
Please, Stallion. I thought you said you weren't going to see that racy Italian Pepperidge Farm cookie anymore. Didn't you tell your girlfriend you turned over a new crumb?
Yeah, but I just can't resist the Milano's minty perfume, her chocolatey folds, and her cousins, the raspberry and orange Milanos. Those Pepperidge Farm waves get to me every time. That American cookie just don't caramelize my sugar no more.
I still appreciate the home-baked simplicity of an all-American Pepperidge Farm oatmeal raisin girl. And there's not a wafer in the Pepperidge Farm kitchen that can surpass the classic moves of a Sausalito chocolate chip gal. I dare you to name a biscuit or a wafer that competes with the smooth blonde lines of a buttery Southern Pepperidge Farm praline.
Don't remind me. The subtlety of that almond bouquet they exude. The delicious way they sidled up against me when we snuggled in our wrappings. It's goodbye, fella cookie. I'm surrendering my nest to go sample the rest. Maybe I'll be reincarnated as a Pepperidge Farm Brussels dandy in my next life.
Oh, well, that's the way the Pepperidge Farm cookie crumbles.
Yeah, what I wouldn't give to twirl one of those Pepperidge Farm Brussels dames around the cookie platter. Goodbye, mate. And if I ever get my crumbs on one of those classy San Francisco numbers, I'll let you know. I saw one walking down Powell Street the other day. Oh, my God. A Pepperidge Farm cookie to die for.